Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then this awesome statement in verse number 14, follow peace with all men. Now, I told you I'm not a Greek scholar, but literally, I looked up this word again this week. I know what it means, but I just wanted to look at it again. Temple, don't look at it. In the Greek, you know what that word all means? It means all. It means every. It means, it literally, the whole. There's none left out. And I told you I have quite a few commentaries that I like to read after. I could name you. You probably know them. Wiersbe and Oliver Green and just a whole bunch of them. I was looking at J. Vernon Green. All the, you know, where the rubber meets the road. I got all these, had all these books laid out. Yesterday was a tough day for me. A really rough day. And yesterday morning, y'all turn your collar around, okay? Because I confess to y'all. I got up early in the morning. Had devotion, had breakfast, and I was sitting out on the back patio, had all my books open, had my papers. And the first thing I wrote was Hebrews chapter 12, and I had through blank. I didn't know where I was going to go to, but I knew it was starting to run. Okay. And I'm sitting there, and the phone rings. And I said, should I answer this? And y'all, I told y'all this last week, so I have to be careful now. If I don't answer it, y'all know you'll get mad at me because your name shows up on my phone because you're in my phone, okay? Should I answer this? Yes. So I answered it. Long story short, I'm on the phone for 45 minutes. Somebody needed something. I hang up. Long story, I didn't get to write this down till 4:30 yesterday afternoon. There was so much. One thing after another. It was a rough day because of all that was going on. Now, I'm not complaining at all. I praise God that He allowed me to give me the strength and all. But part of that, the reason I said all that to say this, you know, we're to be exempt. It would have been easy. And don't think that it didn't cross my mind to call Kyler. Kyler, I just don't feel. And to lay out on Sunday. I mean, I could have done, y'all would have thought, well, that poor preacher, he's sick and all. But my mind, are y'all ever get that way? My mind was just spent. I couldn't focus because all that was, it's been a week. I won't go into all the details. I couldn't focus. Brother Ray, you've been a pastor. You know what I'm talking about. I'm preaching a message this morning. I put it together last night. God, give me something to give to the people. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Ray? Because I don't pour out, my flesh would just pour out one of your old sermons and don't worry about it and just preach it. You know, nobody knows different. Well, God knows, and I knew. God, you're giving me something. So the reason I didn't call Kyler and others, because he probably would have known, well, Daddy's not really sick. You know, because they're going to see me, and I'm going to go to, Lord willing, see my brother today at the hospital. So how can I not go to church? And y'all thought I was perfect, didn't you? We struggle with these things. And all these things are going through. Even last night, I couldn't. Archie kind of know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm struggling with these things. And I was so close to say, Kyler, how about doing the sermon? Because I didn't want to get up here and make a fool of myself. And that preacher, So I said, no, I'm not going to do God, give me something. And he did, and you'll see we'll preach about it. But I want to be an example to Kyle or to others who are coming up behind me. That's what these paths are. We're making those ruts. My dad made ruts he made those paths for us to follow. A guy called me, one of the guys called me yesterday. I could name him Temple. Y'all would know him. Most of these people wouldn't know him. He went to Florida Baptist School. When it was Florida Baptist School, we talked almost an hour. That was after my other phone call for 40 minutes. Now you know why I didn't get to the. I hope he's not watching this. He's not. He's at his church. Hope he don't pick up the archive. He talked so long. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. I said, man, there's somebody trying to get a hold of me. I got to get this call. I shouldn't have said, but that did. I was at a, you know, You know, y'all ever done that? He's kept going on and on, and I'm listening and listening. And anyway, he talked about Dad. He said under Dad, Clyde Lenny, about the teaching of great men. And so Daddy made those paths, those ruts. And Temple, we be those old men now. For Kyler and these young preachers and all to, yeah, who said, Lord, help us? Even though we're not, and again, we can't tie those old men's shoelaces. We can't. But anyway, that's what it means. Let's move on. Okay, follow peace with all men. I got kind of off talking about all men. It means everyone. I got off on the commentaries. I was surprised at some of them great commentators, and that's why I call them commentators. They said it was talking about believers. Talked about the all men, about other believers. I don't believe that at all. I believe when it says all, it means all. The same word says God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Do you believe that God, that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man and not just a chosen few? I believe that. He died for everybody. Okay, one other thing I got to get moving. I listened this morning to John Piper. Y'all ever heard John Piper? Okay, he's probably forgotten more than I ever would know. Great Bible scholar, did some write books and all. But the problem is he's wrong on his soteriology, on salvation. He's a Calvinist. And he tried to explain what the word all means. I listened to him, and the more he tried to explain all, the worse it got. He tried to explain that all didn't mean all. And he used these big words. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? And somebody said, well, how do you explain? It was a question answer thing. Well, how do you explain? They said that whosoever, that all these words that seems to be inclusive. Well, he said that Jesus Christ did die for all, but only those who believed would be the all. Are you following? That's how they kind of circumvent the all. If you don't believe, you're not the all. Christ didn't die for you. Are y'all following? Okay. That's why Calvinism is heresy. You know, I didn't say he's a bad guy. He's on his way to heaven because he accepted Christ as a Savior. But the word all be follow peace with all men, believers and unbelievers. Amen. And we have so many preachers. And when I was younger, I think Danny, I would say the same thing. Temple's always been a gracious guy, and he never said anything. But me and Danny, man, we'd lay it down. Danny wrote a couple books he probably wish he hadn't wrote, you know. I'm just saying, you know, you know what I'm talking about. We're joking, but you know what I'm saying. But it said to follow peace. We have some preachers that will just as soon crucify anybody if they don't believe like they do, if they don't act like they do, if they're not in that same, they condemn them to hell or whatever, okay? I'm not excusing their actions, but yet the Bible tells us to follow peace with all men. It goes a little bit farther. It means saved and unsaved, church members and non-church members, Baptists and not Baptists. Just because you're a Baptist, I said this before, we were just talking about this here a couple weeks ago. I was talking to a preacher. We're going to be in heaven one day, and Jesus is going to look at us and say, man, you sure got that one wrong. Okay? Anyway, church members, non-church members, friends as well as enemies. We'll be at peace with all men. The Word of God tells us, Romans chapter number 12, verse 18, talks about, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Jesus said this in Matthew, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And if we're going to label ourselves as Baptists, not only Baptists, independent fundamental Baptists, whatever terminology you want to use, we have a reputation of being, what's the word? Cantankerous is a great word. Cantankerous, okay? We have that reputation, but the Bible tells us to live peaceably with all men. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called to.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.